Track 13, and here is this week's sports news. Firstly, football. This week was all about the cups, and there were some major upsets in the Herald Cup. Division 1 side Brixham Town caused the biggest upset of the week by beating last season's losing finalists Islington Villa 3-2 at JC Park. Another Division 1 team, Plymouth Phoenix, gave Premier Division opposition Totnes and Dartington a lesson at Devonport High School, not by the odd goal, but 9-0, with seven players getting on the score sheet in what was a one-sided affair. Buckfast Lee Rangers secured their place in the hat with a comfortable 4-0 home win versus Elberton Villa, who can now concentrate on gaining some league points. Another team safely making it into round two were Bubby Tracy, a 7-2 win versus Babbicombe Corries there. In the Fred Hewings Cup first round, Kingstainton Athletic seconds won the big first round tie against Chudley Athletic by 2-0. And cup favourites from Division 1 Newton Abbott Spurs thirds had a big 7-0 win against Division 3 Walden Athletic seconds. Some big scores. The top two in the Premier Division met at Osborne Park, and Walden Athletic were 3-0 in front before Newton Abbott 66 pulled two goals back to make for an exciting last 10 minutes for the supporters. In one of only two Division 1 games, WBB and Buckland Athletic shared the points at 1-1, and both are cemented safely in mid-table. Continuing with football, Bubby Tracy Club and Tynmouth Club both enjoyed positive results away from home at the weekend. The South West Peninsula League Premier East went on their travels and returned to South Devon with points in hand. Bubby visited Crediton United in Matt Hayden's first game in permanent charge, and after conceding from the penalty spot after just 10 minutes, swiftly fired back. The game ended up as a 1-1 draw. Tynmouth, meanwhile, were away at Bishop's Lydiard and earned a fifth victory of the campaign with a 2-1 victory. In the Western Football League, Buckland Athletic 2, Clevedon Town 2. Ryan Bush netted a second brace in as many league games to secure Buckland Athletic a very important point. Moving on to rugby, a hugely important Devon derby between two struggling sides went the way of Tynmouth RFC away at Newton Abbott on Saturday, November the 16th, in what Tynmouth coach Colin Stewart described as typical derby style. There were no points scored in the first 20 minutes. The game ebbed and flowed with both teams battling hard in search of an advantage. The home team crossed the white line first. Hard work down the middle resulting in a try under the posts through a sea of bodies. Tom Steer converted to make it 7-0. Tynmouth eventually added a third converted try along with a penalty from Maine to take the final score to 24-7. Continuing with rugby, New Cross were defeated 20-17 by Tiverton's second 15 in their first Devon 2 outing for more than a month. Meanwhile, the revived New Cross second 15 had a matchday squad of 18 for their 43-32 home defeat by Exeter Engineers third 15. Moving on to running, there's been a lot of running going on. I'll just bring you reports from a couple of the events. The members of the Teignbridge Trotters have been racing home and away in recent weeks, representing the club far and wide. Top marks must go to Chris Andrews for getting sweaty in Bangkok and needing a massage after his late night, early morning escapades. He reports of 88% humidity and 26 degrees, the race starting at 3 a.m. in the morning due to weather and traffic conditions. I enjoyed it, he says, although not the best of time, 2 hours and 23 minutes for a half marathon, but pleased to finish with my son Scott, who kept me going through the heat. And then from Asia to Europe, and Derek Skinner ran the Larnakan Marathon in Cyprus. Derek described it as a flat out and back along the shore with some twists and turns through the town along the way. An early start at 7 a.m. and woke up to pouring rain and thunder, but luckily it stopped by the time we started. Hockey news. The England Hockey National League Conference West, Ashmore Men's first 11-2, Team Bath Buccaneers second 11-1. Ashmore men's first 11 welcomed Team Bath Bucks to the Totnes Fortress on Sunday, hoping to maintain their 100% home record against a team who were promoted as West Regional League winners last season. And they did just that. Well done to them. And finally, there was a comprehensive road win for Ashmore's second 11. Revera Division 1, Exeter and Culm Vale Hornets, second 11 won. Ashmore men's second 11, 5. The Ashmore men's team delivered a comprehensive 5-1 victory away to the Hornets in Colompton, showcasing their attacking prowess and defensive solidity. I think we should be very proud of our local hockey teams. They do very well. And that's the news from the sports arenas this week.